French police have clashed with protesters angry over rising fuel prices and President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. Officials say around 100,000 protesters took part in demonstrations across the country, with 8,000 in the capital, Paris. The violence left 24 people, including police officers, injured. At least 130 protesters have been arrested. The demonstrations have been ongoing for more than a week. The protesters are opposed to taxes Macron's government has imposed on diesel and petrol. The government justifies the price hike as an anti-pollution levy, saying it is a part of the plan to cut the country's fossil fuel consumption. Political commentator Jason Andro says Macron's bad policy implementation is to blame for the crisis.
It's a noble sentiment to want to move away from fossil fuels and towards renewable energy. The problem is the way that the government of France is implementing the policy. There should be structural changes to the system. For example, saying that auto manufacturers have to switch to alternative forms of fuel by X date, and that there would be a grandfathering in of vehicles that are already manufactured in order to switch over to the new fuels. However, this isn't the tactic that's being taken by the French government. They're simply raising taxes on what is essentially one of the most fundamentally necessary things for an economy, which is fuel. Fuel is linked to absolutely everything. Every good needs to be transported. Even people are transported to and from work, to and from business and industry. There's no denying the power that fuel has over an economy. But I think this really comes down to a bad policy by Macron himself.